We are doing extremely well.
How come
actually, we are being well.
How come I was so worried that I wasn't going to get called on today? I had a dream last night, and actually, the dream was that it was, I think it was like 4:20, and I ran out of time, and that was it. You were called on me, but there was no more time.
Well, it seems that we are out of time.
Why am I so worried about it? Why does it, you know what I mean? Why does it matter?
Here you are. In other words, it must not have been that dominant in your vibration.
Well, that's good.
And others are sort of rooting for you. In other words, anyone who has listened to you before has enjoyed, for the most part. There are some who are irritated at how long it takes you to get round to things.
I think I got that. Got that. All right, so I'll go quick then. I got a job with the Montreal Expos as the rookie league pitching coach, and so that manifested quick. That was 6 months. And so what my question a little bit about that was, you know, like today you were talking about the struggle and you don't necessarily want to have to go through that and that sort of thing, but the struggle from the age of 13 to the age of 25 of trying to play baseball professionally got me to coach professionally. And that's what I feel now obviously is my true path, because it wouldn't happen so quickly if it wasn't. So why was I so resistant on giving up the playing path to be a coach?
Well, it might be patterns of thought. In other words, you had that dream for some time, and it was something that was enhanced by many others who observed you. And there are those who say, once you have a dream, you should always fight to fulfill it. There are very few, like Abraham, who say, the dream will continue to expand and it will surprise you and delight you in all kinds of different ways. So we think that it falls into the category of saying, once I said I was going to do something, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to keep my word. It sort of falls into that same category of, I'm going to do what's true. I'm going to do what's honest. I'm going to do what's virtuous. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And it took you a while to start realizing that you get to keep deciding what you're going to do, and the universe is going to keep supporting you in whatever you decide, and that it's all right for you to be joyful. Also, one other thing, we think that by the nature of the training process that you were holding yourself just far enough out of your alignment. In other words, there was quite a little bit of struggling going on in trying to whip your body into that sort of stamina and speed.
Yeah.
And we think that was the predominant factor that was keeping you from being able to feel with your visceral sensors of emotion exactly where you were at any point in time. We think it is wonderful that at this early age you've come to the place of knowing that you want to please you. Many people have much more life experience before they become consciously willing to be selfish enough to do what really feels the best, you see.
Yeah.
We think you got there rather quickly.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Do you have any advice then for the new journey right now?
Have fun.
Yeah.
And understand that it too will change.
Yeah.
And don't try to cling to it with any sort of tenacity. In other words, acknowledge that you are an evolving being and that your next great idea is always looming in the not so distant future, and that when it appears that it will be life-giving too, and that there is no place that you will ever stand very long, that there will always be something more, 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 and that the mantra of the universe, in fact, the absolute mantra of your inner being is, what now? What now? What next? What more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know what's next. I'm going to be the youngest big league coach in the history of the game. But what about communicating to the players? 25-year-old kid coming in, communicating to the players. What are one or two things that I can focus on to maybe hear them more instead of talking?
Something that we want to give you. This is pretty strong, and so just relax and hear it easily. There is a possibility, there is a certainty that they will activate within you something that you recall from standing in the same position that they're standing in. And the way that you can keep that from being a detrimental thing is by spending more time catching hold of their dream and less time remembering where your dream once was. Because They are different from you. In other words, the place where you are standing is exactly the right place for you to stand.
Yeah.
And so what you're wanting to do is try to separate your dream from their dream, because they are two separate dreams.
Definitely.
And take them individually. And remember that their success will come in their individually aligning with what they want, just as your success always comes in you individually aligning with what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So just trust them, expect good things from them, praise them, marvel at them. And if you have time, if you are willing, dream their success in your off time. In other words, because in some cases it will be easier for you to lock on to their success when they're not in front of you than when they are.
Okay.
And you will discover that their progress is going to be, their progress is going to be directly proportional to the amount of time you spend off field dreaming about their success.
Okay. Cool.
You're going to discover your power of influence by mentally watching them excel.
Okay.
And they're going to say things to you such as, "Man, I don't know what your magic is."
I like that. That sounds good.
Yes.
Is there another something with the mechanics process, with all the biomechanics? Is there something else that I can bring into it right now than the stuff that has already been passed on to me? Is there something else I should be getting?
Remember that any action that is taken in the moment of alignment is more powerful action than is taken in not alignment. And so this is where your dreaming on their behalf comes in. As you envision their success and you activate within yourself that about them, then when you are actually dealing with them in a performance action mode, you're going to activate within them their connection. And their connection in alignment with your connection is going to net them much better results, you see.
Yeah.
Yes, you hear that clearly.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Awesome.
And as we said before, that is all directly proportionate to the amount of time you spend mentally when they are not throwing the ball. In other words, you've got to teach yourself your chosen vibration about them.
Okay.
And everybody should be so lucky as to have a coach like that.
Yeah.
One of the things
that's the way your inner beings are. Speaking of coaches.